He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. Once again, you're not. I got me a new number. I used to have 1,243. So it's 1,244 and you're not. That's that new math. Main line here is 244. What? He said 244-WBG. That's 244-9234. You can get in when you can fit in. We got some social media contacts. We'll give it to you later from Big Nelly. My new, brand new, off the press, coming to you in 3D. Make you want to just hit your knees and run against the... Good morning, Big Nelly.
Good morning, Mr. Emerson. Alan, how are you?
Man, what's with the sunglasses, man?
What is with the sunglasses? Great question.
To be cool or something, you know?
Yeah, I'm totally really trying to dig it and be cool, look like, get my Tom Cruise and Pete Maverick going on.
Wait a minute, I got to join the club.
Go ahead.
Glasses on and stuff. Where mine at?
Your glasses on?
I can't find them. Big Nelly, you took my glasses. You probably got them on. Those are my glasses, aren't they?
Yeah, they must be your glasses. Although mine are aviators. I love my aviators. No, but seriousness, why I'm wearing these glasses.
Yeah. Putting your business in the street.
Yeah, so the reason I'm wearing these glasses, so yesterday I wasn't feeling too well. It's kind of like driving yesterday.
Yeah.
I was having like some headaches. Yeah. And like some glare from the light.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just wasn't feeling all 100%. Okay. And then I didn't even want to go to the I'm not so I want to
You're like typical man, see? Typical man don't want to go to the doctor.
I don't like the doctor.
Well, I'm going to talk about you.
Yeah.
Especially when you get older.
Yeah.
I do prostate cancer awareness and those men don't want to go to the doctor to get their prostate checked. Now you already young, don't want to go. I'm going to call your mama.
Yeah. So I didn't want to go to the Ben Davis Clinic yesterday and Mr. Easter
Well,
bless his soul. He was like, "You got to go," and
that's
I'm like,
the teacher.
"All right." I was like, "All right."
What's your magic button, Mr. Easter? Make you want to do it.
So he was like, "You got to go." And I'm like, "All right." So I went, and they were checking my head. I told the clinic, like, I'm, you know, my head hurts. My right eye for some reason is being very sensitive to lights and et cetera. They were like, "It's just a migraine, you know, and it's just getting worse throughout the day as I get back to Decatur Central, walking through hallways, being around people, just like the glare from the lights." They told me to tell the athletic trainer, Miss Nicole, on her athletic training staff at Decatur Central. She was really sweet, nice, and she wanted to take care of me. And I really wanted to push through the pain. I didn't want to, because I'm competing for a starting spot.
Bottom line, you're okay, though.
Yeah, I'm fine.
So you're really a Terminator. So the bottom line is you really are a Terminator.
Terminator,
So you're a Terminator. Yeah. Well, I'm glad. Okay, all right, fine. All right. Well, as long as you're cool, they ain't taking no eyeballs out.
No.
And you ain't getting no new eyes like a Terminator.
I'm getting checked out by the team doctor today.
Okay.
So.
All right, cool.
Yes,
that's the main thing. Now, when you get older, make sure you get your prostate checked.
Yes, sir. Will do.
Well, see, Big Nelly be doing stuff and things. Young folks be doing stuff and things. And Ben Davis students always doing stuff and things. We got a thing we call the Yeah.
The Big Board, ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Township Public Safety Day celebration at Sam's Club parking lot, 5805 Rockville Road, August 26th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Also on the Big Board, football, Ben Davis at Cincinnati Molar, Friday, August 18th at 7 o'clock p.m. The Giants will be traveling up to Cincinnati, Ohio to take on Cincinnati Molar. You also have the social medias. You can find WBG on It's called X now, at WBDG Indy on Instagram and X, and except TikTok at Giant90.9. We have our request line, 317-244-9234, to request a song. Our podcasts are on Audio Boom. And then last but not least, School Talk every Friday with the great Emerson Allen, 7:30 a.m., and then replays are on Sunday at 2 p.m.
Woo! Thing we call that thing. I'm sorry. I got stuck in a loop. My mom always said, though, be nice when you got ladies in the studio. Yes, I got a guest today in the studio. Educational equity programs, student access, student success, retention, academic advising, first-year experience, peer mentoring, transformative learning, a whole bunch of social justice stuff involved in that, too. We got an awesome guest. We got a director. The director. Yes, I got to say, it's the director of the TRIO Upper Bound program. Latessa McClendon. See, I want to call her Sister McClendon because she reminds me of my pastor's family. Yeah, but yes. Go push the magic button for the... She's an educator. She's smart. She loves the stuff. I'm going to dip into a Kool-Aid and talk about Upper Bound program today. Good morning. Welcome to School Talk.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Wow. Okay, I always got to get nosy in people's business. And where'd you go to high school?
Although Ben Davis is a wonderful school, I went to the Arsenal Technical High School.
Oh, okay. Tony Lamont's out there right now running their Tony Lamont's running their TV radio program at Arsenal Tech. Yes. Yeah. Awesome school. And where'd you go to college?
I went to Ball State University for undergrad and Western Illinois University for my graduate program.
All right. And where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Indianapolis.
You're from Indy?
Yeah.
I thought you said high school, so I figured you went to elementary school here too, you know. So when you came out of high school, did you really go into college doing what you thought you was going to do?
Not a couple days ago. So I started off wanting to be the next like Barbara Walters, Winfrey. I did the telecommunications program at Arsenal Tech. We called it TCOM there. So I had some experience doing some TV, a little bit of radio there. And I wanted to be able to go into the media. Like, I loved it. Had a love for it. So I did the TCOM program. Of course, Dave Letterman is a really big shot for Ball State University, has donated a lot, gave a lot to the university. So I went through the TCOM program there, had a radio internship throughout my whole college career. I was thinking that I was going to land a spot working in radio under the sales side. So I kind of transitioned from the on the camera, you know, that side to doing the behind the scenes because of my introduction to the sales world through my internship. It was called the Emma Bowen Foundation.
Okay.
So it's a scholarship, an internship opportunity for students of color within the United States. We would be interning over the summer at some type of media organization, and every summer we would be invited to come to New York City for a conference. We made money through the internship. Whatever we made over the summer was matched with the scholarship. It's a phenomenal organization. I encourage media students to apply for the Emma Bowen Foundation. So
Heck, a wonderful scholarship.
So I figured, okay, I'm going to work in radio. I'm going to be a saleswoman. I want to go to New York City. I want to be a big shot. And I remember having a contact from CBS Radio, and it was a matter of when it was time to graduate, I started thinking realistically about, okay, I'm graduating from Ball State, Muncie, Indiana. What is it going to be like if I move from here to New York City? And I started thinking, New York's a great city. I love it. But I started thinking about the cost of living. I started thinking about what it would be like to commute. Most people do take the subway. And it was just a matter of that reality check coming in like, well, this probably isn't as ideal and practical as I thought it was, you know, years ago. So I decided to stay in Indianapolis instead and got into recruitment advertising with Gannett, which owns part ownership of Career Builder, Indianapolis Star, several other newspapers throughout the nation.
Wow. Wow. Boy, that was news there, y'all. Y'all hope y'all got that foundation. What was that foundation again? Bowen Foundation?
The Emma Bowen Foundation.
That's news, y'all. That's breaking news for you communication students out there. Director, TRIO Upper Bound. What is Upper Bound?
That is a wonderful question. I'm glad you asked. So Upper Bound has been around for many years, since 1965 to be exact. It derived from the Education Equity Act. So President Lyndon B. Johnson actually signed that act.
I know that guy.
Yes, indeed.
I'm that old.
So what happened was there were a lot of educators that were kind of looking around the college scene saying, you know what? There aren't a lot of underrepresented students. in the college atmosphere. We don't see a lot of, you know, students of color, African-Americans, Hispanics. We don't see a lot of students with disabilities, veteran students. Like, there's a need for us to provide more resources to be able to help students to graduate from high school and also to be able to go off to college and be successful. So TRIO Upward Bound is one of the first three original TRIO programs that derive. You have Upward Bound, Student Support Services, and you have TRIO Upward Bound, Student Support Services, and then you have Education Search, Educational Talent Search. So for Upward Bound, we are for students that are underrepresented, first-generation students, income eligible. We provide them with the necessary resources to be able to do well in high school.
Wow.
You have your academic support with tutoring. You have your enrichment, mentoring. We have a college prep program, six-week program at Ivy Tech Community College, where students take classes over the summer, do enrichment activities, college tours, everything to be able to help them to be successful in high school and graduate, and then go off to college.
So you're associated with Ivy Tech.
Yes,
so what if,
Ivy Tech.
But you're working with Ben Davis students that want to go to Ivy Tech. Well, if the kids going to other colleges, they can't get nothing. None of
the, that is not the case at all. So with Upward Bound programs, it's very common for a college to take on the grant and basically house them, provide some resources. Students do not have to go to Ivy Tech to be in the program. They can go to an HBCU in Tennessee. They can go to Harvard. It doesn't matter what school. It's just a matter of the partnership between Ivy Tech and Ben Davis High School.
Wow. I understand you are an alumni of the program.
Yes.
So I'm not good. So I'm telling my age again. Back in 1971. Bignella, were you born yet?
No, sir. I was not born. No. I mean, I listened to some 70s artists like Elton John and the Beatles, but Aerosmith.
Right now, you look like a 70s artist. But anyway, back in 1970, Upward Bound came to Terre Haute, Indiana with ISU. And I was a local person. I went to high school. I was going to North Vigo High School at that time, my last high school. I went to four of them. Didn't finish none of them. So anyway, and a lot of the young folks, a lot of kids came down from Indianapolis, staying on the campus in the Upward Bound program. And I had a chance to meet a lot of great young folks that I still know today through that program. And they were there because of the abilities and of the benefit of being in the Upward Bound program. I really, honestly, up to this point, this show, did not know it was still going on. Upward Bound was still alive.
Hey, we're still here. Still here.
Breaking news again, because people, you live, you think you know what you want to do. You mentioned the things that you want to do when you left high school. But young folks think they know what they want to do when they leave high school, but do they always seek out the right people? I don't think so. And you wrote an article. And I'm a butcher the name. Is it Prezi?
So Prezi.
Prezi. But the article probably dealt with something else, but I don't know what it was dealt with. But the key to it, this one title I saw, knowing your why, was so huge for me. Because young folks, they're nowadays, they got so much distraction. Like back in the day, if you called my house and I wasn't home, you got dial tone. I wasn't there. But now, you know, with all these electronics and everything else. And then if I did something wrong out in the streets, my parents still knew about it. I don't know how they did because we didn't have a telephone, but they still knew I did something wrong. I don't understand that one.
Neighbors talk.
But all the distractions that they have nowadays and to know their why, you do that with the Upward Bound program when you talk to young people.
Yeah, absolutely. Something that I saw early on, because before coming to the high school space, I worked with college students. And it was a matter of many students coming in saying, this is what I want to do. I want to be a doctor. Okay, that's fabulous. Let's explore that a little bit. Tell me why you want to do that. Well, they make money. They help people. Okay, let's go deeper than that. Tell me exactly why. What skill sets do you have that align with this specific profession? And I was discovering that a lot of students were, their motivation was more so the end result, the fame, the money, and they weren't necessarily evaluating their skill sets, what their talents were to see that it aligned with that set career. Mm-hmm. So knowing your why is just basically a self-examination of being able to examine your skill sets, to know what your talents and strengths are, and really being able to evaluate a specific career so that you know exactly if your skill sets align with what you would be responsible for doing in that career.
I'm going to get deeper into that, but I'm going to jump right into some things happening here at Ben Davis High School. You've been busy in the hallways.
We have been very busy.
What you been doing out there in Ben Davis hallways?
Well, our program serves 60 students, and with us starting so late in the semester, around March of the spring semester, we had to hit the hallway so that we could do some heavy recruitment. Mm-hmm. So Upward Bound has been seen at the back-to-school events that we had at the ninth grade center in the high school, the late enrollment days. We've had a couple of info sessions for both parents and students to come out to learn more about the program. But we have been actively working as a team to hit our numbers, and I'm happy to say that we have
been able to hit it. I'm sorry. No, I'm not.
We still have some open spots for sure to be able to have students in the program, but we have hit that general number, so that's definitely very rewarding to see that.
One thing I like about Ben Davis High School, and this is just me talking, I've been doing this show since 2003. I had an afro. I got no fro. These young people keep me young. I love being around them. And, you know, they're so full of life. And they're like sponges. But I also sponge off of them.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
And learn from them. I'm going back to that article now that I read, and when it, as it talked about your why. And that is so important to me, because that's what you do when you talk to these young people to help them circumvent, or navigate through the complicated. I think life is good. It can be complicated, you know. And you talk about knowing your why. Why did you select your major? What is your purpose? What will you put on this earth to improve or accomplish? That's some deep stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like not come to Jesus, but it's strong. Do you realize you said something like it?
Yeah, I definitely think it's critical for students to start asking those questions early on. That way they're not a senior in college and they're like, you know what? I'm not sure about this. I don't think I want to do this. They would have gone through that journey, that research, that exploration to be able to determine, is this the best fit major for me in career?
That is, I mean, because young folks, you deal with so much. But to sit back and say, to ask the question, what is your passion? You know, to ask that question and then to make sure that you're living in that moment to go towards your passion at that young age. I didn't have that. I didn't have that. My hometown's Terre Haute, and there's seven in my family, but my dad died when I was in the ninth grade, and I wanted to be a musician. I wanted to be on Soul Train playing saxophone. But I had nobody at school pushing me to do anything. They didn't have a giant 98.9 program in none of the high schools back in the 70s. And if I had our program, folks like you pushing, asking those questions, what were you put on this earth to improve or accomplish? Man, that's some deep stuff. I don't know where I would be. I ain't complaining. I got four beautiful daughters. Six grandchildren, two great granddaughters. I am the happiest man in the room.
That's a blessing,
man. Because I wasn't. Nah, I'm off a little bit. But I was standing in the room. My wife was in the room. My two of my daughters was in the room. My granddaughter was in the room, and one of my great granddaughters was in the room. These are all females. I'm the only man. I'm the only male. I'm the husband. I'm the father. grandfather and I'm the great grandfather all in one.
Wow.
I choke a brother up. Woo. What is your passion? When you ask young people that, what do they say? Do they know? Do they know how to cultivate that?
It takes some digging to be able to get them there. You know, starting with some easier questions with what do you like to do even if you're not required to do it? How would you spend your day if you didn't have to go to school? Like really asking those types of questions to uncover like what they genuinely have an interest for, what they are, you know, thinking about late at night, what they would do if they weren't even paid to do it or recognized.
That makes sense because there's an old saying out there that if I'm living it, this radio program, it's a passion of mine. I don't get paid. I mean, but I'll do it anyway because it's a passion of mine. I've been doing this since 2003.
It shows. It definitely shows that you're passionate about this.
It's just so cool. It's just, and I always tell the young people way back in the day, you're from Indy. Remember Willie Frank Middlebrook?
I can't say I do.
Remember Amos Brown?
Yes, I do. All right. Remember him?
Remember Rush Limbaugh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I always tell the young folks, when you go on radio here at Giant 90.9, you are radio with the big boys. You're live. We had Willie Frank Middlebrook on our show. He passed away, but he's an IU graduate, very, very educated. He's a shock jock. But when he got on the radio here, man, you saw the education. You saw his passion for young people pop out. Amos Brown, he's passed away too. He's been in and out of our schools for our young people. You know, so many people that came through this airways, showing their passion for our young people. And I'm so glad that the Upper Bound program is still alive because you can get lost out there if you don't have the guidance. And I know people, especially with COVID, prior to when kids were not in the classroom, they're out there dealing with what they can online.
So much.
How did that affect your program?
Well, at the time, I was working with college-level students.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt so bad because there were students that were coming in their freshman year. Of course, you get excited for the student activities, the independence, living in your dorm room, going to class, going to lectures, you know, all of those things. And we had students that didn't have that experience. So everything, of course, converted to online. Engagement was definitely quite a struggle.
Yeah.
A lot of students kind of falling behind because if you're in a virtual class, mm-hmm. you don't have that one-on-one with the professor to truly mm-hmm. be able to ask questions and dig deep and make sure that you're understanding what's happening. With us being a TRIO program, because I worked for Student Support Services at the time, a lot of students would casually beforehand come in the office, check in with us, kind of like what they do here mm-hmm. with Upper Bound. Like, hey, I'm between classes. Okay. Just wanted to check in. How's it going? Hey, I had a quick question. Oh, I'm going to lounge out, do homework. That wasn't an option when we were online. So we lost a lot of that personal touch with being able to work with students in person. We definitely did.
In that article, in that article that I read online, previous article, you talked about, one thing you talked about is talking to people and interview people in your desired field. That is so huge. And I don't know if kids do that anymore. I mean, one thing that back in the day, if you wanted to be rich, go talk to a rich person. There was a guy named Bill Mays. He's made of Mays Chemical. And he was rich. And I would go talk to him. Just introduce myself to him. And one day he walked past me and tapped me on the shoulder as he was walking by. I thought that was so cool.
Wow.
I didn't get any money. But I got an audience down the road as I was trying to do a promotion with a heavyweight boxing champion, Layman Brewster. I got an audience with Bill Mays. But it's the key to it. Talk to people that's in your field. Talking is, communicating is so huge. You talk about that in your piece, because I found out young folks sometimes nowadays, you know, you just don't know how to communicate. You use the wrong. I butchered the English language on the show for the sake of entertainment, but knowing how to communicate is so huge. What is a day like for Miss McClendon? What is your day like? How does your day start with our young people?
So our day starts off by, you know, coming into the office. We work 8 to 5 here at Ben Davis High School. So we're available after school, you know, it's over with, to be able to touch base with students. We try to make sure that we have that very open atmosphere for students to just be able to walk right in and be able to check in with us. So we value whether it's just a simple hello or a hey, I'm struggling in a class, or hey, I'm getting ready to apply for this scholarship. I just wanted your eyes on this essay before I, you know, submit it. So it starts like that, just making sure that we have that open atmosphere in B200 for students to just walk right in and be able to share with us. We try to create that welcoming space where they can lounge out. A lot of people in the building have told us, man, this office looks really cool. Like,
I saw it online.
Awesome.
Yeah, some pictures out there, and I saw that. It was really cool. And that is so huge for young people because they don't know you from a can of paint.
Right.
So to make the area and yourself accessible to them is so huge to break down the communication barriers, to allow them to open up so they can find out what their true passion is. Because I know they're younger now, but time passes so fast.
It does.
It's already September. Ain't it?
Soon? We're almost there.
Soon?
A couple weeks.
Where did July go?
Wow.
Big Nelly, where did July go?
Where did July... Yeah, that flew fast.
It flew fast. I didn't even barbecue. But it went so quick. Time... So you think you got all the time in the world to do something. And that's another show. But, you know, you don't need to waste time. So I'm so glad the program that you have is here at Ben Davis High School. And I'm so glad you're doing what you're doing. And by being a alumni of the program, it's even special from my point of view, because you've seen the proof in the pudding, because you've done it. You lived it. You went through it. You've seen the results because you lived it. And I'm so glad that we got you here. But my only question is, still, I don't know how you got here. I mean, you were at Ivy Tech, but how did you pick Ben Davis? You could have picked any school.
Oh, gotcha. So what happens is, behind the scenes, a bunch of educators have to come together to be able to write the grant. So it's a federal grant program where the Department of Education provides the funds for us to be able to do the college tours, you know, being able to recruit staff and tutors and things like that, have our summer academy. So behind the scenes, there were some educators that got together from Ivy Tech, and they were able to see that, based on the demographics of Ben Davis High School, there was a need here to be able to serve the community. So there was this partnership with Ben Davis, working with Ivy Tech Community College, to be able to write this grant so that we could receive the funding for the program. So we were funded back in September of 2022. And of course, from there, you've got to be able to recruit staff to be able to work with the students. So I was able to start back in February of 2023 and work right here at Ben Davis High School to be able to build the program from the ground up.
Whoa.
So it's been so exciting, like so phenomenal to go through the program as a high school student and see the success of the program, and then like have all of the autonomy and independence to be able to make this my own with the program. So that's been the most exciting part.
That is great, because I was... That is so great to have it here at Ben Davis. I'm biased naturally, but our young people, I know they deserve it. I've seen so many young people go the wrong way, and I've seen young folks not talk to the right people. And knowing we got the right people inside our hallways to talk to is huge. And you talk to them after school hours too.
Oh, yeah, we are all year round. Some students may think, oh, well, after the summer academy, it's over, right? Oh, no. We are here all year round. We are checking skyward to see what grades and attendance look like. We are doing enrichment tables. Those are going to start on the 17th, where students can have tutoring support. And we're just simply there to help them with homework, to help them with time management, study skills, We have Saturday workshops once a month at Ivy Tech. We have workshops that are once a month at Ben Davis, focusing on career exploration, SAT prep. So there's so much that we do throughout the year that the students get that exposure and they get that support from us literally every week.
Every week
there's something.
My last question, how do students and parents get a hold of you? I'm not crying, y'all. I'm just kidding. But they really need to get a hold of you. How did they get a hold of you?
Oh, sure. So we are here at Ben Davis High School in room
B200.
Yes. So we encourage if students are interested in the program, they have the desire to go to college. Students that are, of course, first generation income eligible. We encourage them to stop by our office to be able to get more information. We have applications that are readily available where students can just scan a QR code to get access to that application. We're currently working with Ivy Tech Community College to get our website up and running.
Okay.
That way students can see the application there as well. Feel free. Students can always call us as well to be able to access us. They can email us. So I want to make sure that you guys have that information if you do have any questions or concerns.
Yeah.
So again, coming to B200, making sure that you, as a student, you know, talk to us about the program so that you have all the information that you need. That's definitely one way to be able to do it. We do have our website that's going to be up and running pretty soon here through Ivy Tech for students to be able to access us and parents. And then they can also call us as well. So students can reach us by calling our line here, which is at 317-988-7390. So again, that upward bound number is 317-988-7390. They're welcome to call that number and chat with any of our staff members to get more information and apply for the program. We would love to be able to see more students in the program.
Well, y'all, she's there for you. I'm going to end with a quote actually from her. She don't know I'm going to read this. But this is her quote. This is what she said. Being able to have someone there to coach you through the process of financial aid, the applications, and the college tours. There was so much that were exposed to that help. By the time I went to college, I felt more comfortable. I felt more prepared. I felt empowered to be able to use the resources. It was very, very helpful program. Hey, she lived it, y'all. She's running it, y'all. She's the director. She is the director. She's the head person in charge of the Trio Upper Bound. Ms. McClendon, thank you very much for coming in.
Oh, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Anytime you got something going on, we got the thing we call the big window. It's called Bum Rush the Show. So if you got something going on, you need 5 minutes. I don't care who my guest is. Stand at the window. That's called Bum Rush the Show. You got 5 minutes for airtime.
Oh, I like that. I love it.
Yeah, it's Bum Rush the Show. We've been bum rushed a couple times. So it does happen. So we appreciate you here at Ben Davis High School. I'm so glad you're here for our young people. They definitely need it, man, because the world is crazy, and you need all the support that you can get, and I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. We need to get more students into higher education. So excited about that.
We can do it. McNally, let's get out of here. To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Hey, copy Mr. Clinton. You can copy her. She got it down to a science. She's upper bound. She knows upper bound. She's upper bound. She really is upper bound. She knows what she's doing. The views expressed on School Talk, next to the views of Mr. Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, Giant 90.9. The views of my guest. Until next week, who I got next week? You know? Any idea? I don't know. Maybe I'll be back. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'm going back to college. I should do that. Upper bound.
I'll host the show. I'll host the show. Me and Big Rob.
That'll work. Oh, hope you learned something today, y'all. See you next week on School Talk.